Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Third and goal, McCaffrey. With a block by McKivitz and a block in there by Cooney. Touchdown. Another one. Second today for McCaffrey. 16th career game of one or more rushing touchdowns and one or more receiving touchdowns. Now the most all time. He's got 16 games like this, and he broke the tie with Marshall Faulk, who had 15.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Wow. Kevin Harlan on the call yesterday.
What company, man?
The Niners win 34-24. They're now 6-3. And I got it. Here's how I'm starting this segment. Something's going on. There's something fishy, and I can't put my finger on it.
About
the 49ers and the fans right now. And like I said, I can't quite put my finger on it. But this team, and maybe, you know what? And maybe I'll pander and say, maybe you're too smart for your own good. You're 6-3, but I don't sense a lot of excitement. I really don't. I sense a fan base that's like, we're playing as well as we can play
right.
With all these injuries, but we're smart enough to realize we're probably not going anywhere this year. That's the sentiment, some of the sentiment I get from 49er fans.
It feels like you just described, and you tell me, you're the wordsmith, cautiously optimistic.
I don't even think they're optimistic.
Now
I think they're realistic.
I got to take it one step further then. So don't expect any movement from Lynch and Kyle if they believe that, if they're thinking like the fans. Because I got to believe those are the guys that know, and Lynch is 1-1, what it takes. And I think the Super Bowl for the Niners this year, Steiny, and I'm robbing them of nothing. This is truly incredible through 9 games that you're 6-3. You don't even have to win another game for me, and I'll be like, oh, you had 900.
Settle. If they go 6-11...
Oh,
come on.
But now you didn't make me for. Do you go make a move? Like,
let me tell you the move.
I understand,
you know,
both
the move
mindsets.
You make?
Do you just let this play out?
So here's the move you make.
Because you need to make them if you think you're going to win a playoff game. The Super Bowl is making the postseason, man.
You know,
to
when
me.
You know why you make one? If you want to make a move, you do it for one reason.
And they made one last
week. Next year.
Okay, you want team control
and
over the guy
helps
whoever
it, if he helps you this year, great, but he's got to help next year.
But if you want to win, and I could be selling the Niners shorts, Donnie, their front office, but let me tell you, I know fans. I know them. Niner fans, die hard. that feel like they can go into a playoff game and win a game.
Okay.
But you need to bring somebody or somebody in to be able to get after the passer, especially if you're going to be without Mykael Williams, Donnie. And
he can't rush.
But he's a body. You're running out of bodies. I'm just saying, Steiny, either grows my toes.
You're getting Huff back, right?
Yeah. When?
Probably this week. This week or next, I would think. No, I'm not. There's not a move out there that's going to make him a Super Bowl contender, I don't think.
Right.
But here's the other thing about me and something fishy's going on. Quarterback controversy. I don't know if we have one or not, but even if we have one, the fan base is not polarized over it.
Polarized.
I do not feel like the fan base is polarized over what to do at quarterback. I feel like if Kyle Shanahan continues to go with Mac Jones, the fan base will be okay with it. I don't hear a clamor for Purdy.
If you keep winning at this clip, can't you kind of understand it then?
Yes, but then... then there are ramifications from that.
Now, that's where I think you're going too far.
I don't.
Now, if this were the season after the Niners had lost in Vegas, I feel like everybody would Mutombo, rest in peace, and say there's nothing here. But the fact that the Niners went 6-11 last year and you only had this great running back McCaffrey for four games, and I don't know, Steiny, I feel like it doesn't bode well for Purdy amongst fans. The fact that that campaign last year culminated in no playoff berth, and it wasn't all his fault by any stretch. I'm not saying that, but I am wondering if some are kind of sitting back and like, well, you know, he's 5-2. We didn't make the playoffs last year. Let's just let this ride out.
That's completely understandable. Like, if you watch Purdy play last year and you watched him play two games this year and you know he's got turf toe, Mac Jones has been better. Is it fair to say Mac Jones, through seven games this year, has played better than Brock Purdy last year? I think he has. I feel
like it's unfair, but...
why? Mac Jones is working with maybe less outside of McCaffrey.
I can give you that.
Let's go to Nick in Berkeley. Hey, Nick, how you doing, man?
Hey, man. So, basically, I think the... predation and they're being reserved because we'll wait for others to up on injuries, but I look at it this way. Man, win the games. You're a football player. Let's go. Suck it up. Mac Jones is better than Purdy because he can stay on the field. And if I was an ownership group, I'd be highly tempted to trade Brock Purdy right now and sit with two quarterbacks and then get rid of that contract and go sign a couple of free agents and make those trades that we need to make to make a Super Bowl run. If you ain't trying to win the Super Bowl, you're trying to be a loser. Straight up. And all these fans out there with their Brock Purdy jerseys, I said it way back, and you guys know this. I was like, he's a little bit too short for me as a quarterback, you know, as a coach. I like tall quarterbacks and gunslingers like Josh Allen. I don't care. If you can't see over the line and they're batting down passes, you got issues. You ain't going to be able to reach no catch. But I'm telling you, our offensive line is not going to be able to keep Purdy off the ground like they – and even Mac Jones is scraping himself off every other play. And let me tell you something, man, right now, Mac Jones has a higher pain threshold, I think, to deal with pain. Because Mac Jones is out there beasting out. One minute he can barely walk. The next minute he out there gingerly moving around, dropping dimes. So, you know, in terms of who's better, who's staying on the field right now. Purdy ain't master season that I'm talking with.
All right, Nick, you're good.
Is that what you want, Steiny? Because we're not
point,
there.
But I didn't.
But that's how it goes. Nick feels how he feels. Didn't sound like he was high on the Purdy contract from the beginning. But, you know, I know you just talked about it, man, and I guess that's what's making through nine games this season kind of special. And have, you know, like, my curiosity is peaked to the utmost because, Steiny, I truly do not, when it comes to the 2025 Niners, know what to expect. And quietly, it's been a good thing because, you know, like Martin Luther King, you know, rest in peace, they keep overcoming. And there was another injury, which looks like it might be season-ending for Mykael Williams. But the beat goes on. They lost him in the game. And I know some people were saying he shouldn't have been in. But, Steiny, if you got McCaffrey, do I dare say you got a chance? Because that's what they didn't have last year when they went 6-11, all but for four games.
The other thing I wonder is, and I don't know why the answer would be no, but I'm just thinking off the top of my head, is there something about Mac Jones that allows McCaffrey to be this kind of runner and this kind of pass catcher? I mean, I would think that Purdy can throw the ball to McCaffrey every bit as much as Mac Jones can.
He did when they went to the Super Bowl, not like NFC this. Champion those times.
Not like this. Yeah. I mean, McCaffrey's in the top 10 in catches, I believe. Yeah. Top
no, I do.
Seven yeah. or eight.
I hear you, but I wonder if that's a byproduct of erosion, if I dare use that word, some erosion on the offensive line compared to a couple years ago when they blocked it better.
That probably has something to do with it. Yeah, all the injuries, no doubt about it. But, you know, as far as the quarterback situation goes, you know, I think we're in a week to week situation, and they're not trading anybody now. They can't trade either of them now because they're probably still going to need both of them. Yeah. You would think.
Would you be uncomfortable if I asked you point blank range?
No.
Right now, who you think the better quarterback
is? Mac Jones.
Wow.
Based on what I've seen this year, Mac Jones is better. But I don't think that I really, you know, I don't think Purdy was fully healthy.
But what if he never truly is?
Well, then it's Mac Jones. Then you have to quarterback Mac Jones.
Yeah, but when I think about it like that, I feel like that's our answer.
Like, it is the answer.
To hear Kyle say this thing might follow him the rest of the way, you almost owe it to the other guys.
Maybe they signed damaged goods. I have no idea.
Well, no, he got hurt in Seattle. Week one, the turf toe.
Well,
and it might just need more time than the season has.
Too bad. Welcome to the NFL. And, like, the bottom line to me is who's the better quarterback? And I have a hard time believing right now Purdy's a better quarterback than Mac Jones. That's just me.
Yeah, and he was 6-11, Mac Jones, on third down yesterday. And we hadn't talked about one play, Donnie. I was mad at Collins. I was watching it like, let him hang. It was a fourth down. He had looked like they were going to punt, called a timeout, and went for it and got it. And I thought that was like, yeah, that's the Kyle I know. I don't know.
Is that the one where Juszczyk was left early and they didn't call it on the push? Another break they got. Graham Gano missing a 45-yarder.
Yeah. Somebody made a 68-yarder yesterday. Who was it? Jacksonville kicker.
Guy named Little.
Yeah.
Orlando in San Bruno. How you doing, Orlando? How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing well. Thank you. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I just want to quickly say that it is probably going to be a lingering situation for Purdy, but we have to go with the hot hand. Yesterday, Matt Jones tied Steve Young's 1994 record at Atlanta Falcons with 14 consecutive completions to start the game. The guy is on fire. In all sports, you got to go with the hot hand. Go Niners. That was a very good win. And guys, have a great
day. I got to ask you this before you go.
Yeah.
How do you – and I love what you're saying, the hot hand. And I'm not blaming Mac on Houston's loss, but just a week ago – we were on this station talking about what happened to the Niners. So does that constitute hot that they got, you know, suffocated in Houston?
Oh, yeah. When I called last week, I don't know if I mentioned it, but the head coach of the Houston Texans knows.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come on. Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, I got you. All right.
The 49ers were beat up, and it was a perfect storm. And I think I used the analogy when Gruden played the Raiders in the Super Bowl.
Oh, I remember.
And, so it was like that. Hey, you know, any given Sunday, but like you guys mentioned, the Texans defense are very, very good.
Thank right.
You guys.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. So he said, ride the hot hands, Donnie.
Yeah, I mean,
one, two, or three.
And, you know, to my way of thinking, well, I mean, when your defense can't get off the field, it puts a lot of pressure on your offense. And the 49ers didn't handle it well last week.
I mean, that was bad. Yeah, but again, it was Houston.
Like, if you're asking me who's a better quarterback right now, it's probably Mac Jones. Because of this.
We'll reassess it the same way we did this week. Wasn't that close to doing it. Considered it throughout the week, but I just want to make sure he gets 100% better and don't put him out there too early. Thought about it as a possible backup or emergency, but I think the more time we give him, the better.
All right, and then this.
You know, we're trying to ease Brock out there into practice stuff, but I mean, anytime you're dealing with this turf toe, it's something that probably won't fully go away all year. You know, it's regardless of when he comes back, he's going to always have to deal with it a little bit, and especially the people you talk to have gone through turf toe. So it's really about just assessing when's the best time to come back that you have to deal with it the least. And it's a little bit of a tricky decision.
When's the bye? Week 14. So they got the Rams at home, they go to the Cardinals, and then they got the Panthers. And then it looks like, Stoney, the Browns.
I mean,
and then they got the bye after the Browns.
I mean, what I'm almost hearing there is, yeah, Mac Jones is going to be the quarterback unless he gets hurt. Because Brock is going to be dealing with this all year long.
Okay.
And the story of this injury apparently is when you play, you need to give it time to recover. And then how much does Brock Purdy quarterback the game after? He comes back with the turf toe. So, like, I think Purdy's better than Mac Jones when they're both healthy. But I think right now.
Oh, so your answer was predicated on health when I asked you. Okay, you said Mac, but you're saying he's healthier.
I don't think Brock Purdy's healthy. I mean, I don't, like, even if he's 90%, that might not be enough for me because I need his wheels. And if the turf toe is going to affect his wheels, then that's going to affect his overall effectiveness.
Let me ask you this, as far as confidence out of this game yesterday, and again, I know it's the Giants and they're hurt and whatnot, but Stoney, you put, I don't want to say clinic, but you ran the ball down their throat. Anything's a plus after what we didn't see in Houston. How much do you think they can take of what they accomplished yesterday, although it was the lowly Giants? You know, can bottle that up and bring it home and feel good about yourself and your chance against the Rams, who made some bonehead mistakes in the game where you beat them on the road.
What was the question again?
You know, how much of this is a confidence builder being that it was the Giants?
I don't think it was.
See, that's why.
I mean, it's the Giants. They're 2-7.
But it's about you, too, and you perform.
Okay.
The Texans had their issues, well, too, like, as far as record-wise. They got a better defense, but they were losing.
Right, and any confidence they take out of this game to take to the Rams game.
Foolish.
Will end the first time Mac Jones gets knocked down or Kyron Williams runs for 15 yards. I mean, I think the Rams have a lot of action this weekend against the 49ers. Now, here's the bottom line, though. Can you beat the Cardinals? Yes, you can beat the Cardinals. Can you beat the Panthers? Yes, you can beat the Panthers.
You just beat the Packers.
Can you beat the Browns? Yes, you can beat the Browns.
How about the Titans?
Yes, you can beat the Titans. That's why you can lose to the Rams. Hell, you can lose to the Seahawks. As long as you win a bunch of those winnable games, you're going to be right there.
What if I told you and I surveyed every Niner fan within the next 3 weeks, you'll see a Niner offense with Pearsall. I'm putting it at four now just because I'm bringing Ayuk in this. Ayuk, Pearsall, and Purdy on the field together. Would you take that bet in the next 4 weeks?
Yes, I would take that bet, actually. I think it's possible.
Yeah. I don't think Ayuk's playing. That's why I went to.
You don't like it, Carter?
Carter didn't like that.
I think they're going to open Ayuk's window, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't think all of them together.
Yeah, but what about Bryce? Well, thank you, Carter.
Far-fetched for me.
Yeah, all right.
And Pearsall, hopefully he's back this week.
We'll see. Let's go to Pat in Foster City. Hey, Pat, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Good. Good afternoon, gents, or good morning, I guess.
Yes, sir.
But, you heard the expression, you can't see the forest for the trees, and my comment really is more just kind of the obvious, but I think it's such an intriguing story that, Shanahan drafted Trey Lance and gave away a fortune for it, and then just Purdy was the last draft, throw-in kind of guy. And then Lance kind of was bombing out, and people were saying, Shanahan should have gone with Mac Jones, who was really a second choice, and some people thought that was the direction they were going to go because Shanahan saw him fitting so well with his mindset and his offense. But, and then Mac Jones had a really good first year, and Lance obviously didn't, and people were really questioning he should have brought Mac Jones. Then Purdy steps forward and becomes really good, and Mac Jones then becomes a bust. And then we get Mac Jones back, and he's been the savior for the Niners. So the story is just it's so intriguing, it's so unique, and you can't really make this stuff up. But I've been a big fan of Jones this year, and also his first year with New England, and I thought he was always going to be a good fit with Shanahan's system, and it shows you Shanahan can really, other than Trey Lance, he can really pick quarterbacks, because Darnold did the same thing, right? Last year as the backup, or 2 years ago, I guess it was. He was fabulous with the Niners. So in the systems, you get these passers that can throw with accuracy, with a little bit of mobility, get the ball out fast, do some really good things. So it's been exciting, and I think they should roll with Mac Jones as long as he's winning and reasonably healthy. Also, no matter how Purdy comes back, he's not going to have the repetitions with these players, and he's got some new players out there that he hasn't really thrown to. I think you can't underestimate the kind of the chemistry and that with Mac Jones. So I'm all in for Mac Jones. Not a knock on Purdy at all, but wait till he's all healthy and get some reps going before they start to put him into live action. That's my take.
Yeah, that's a good one, Pat, and I think a lot of people share it.
Yeah, and I don't want to get ahead of my skis, but I know, Steiner, you talked about Operation Playoff, and the Niners have a spot right now at 6-3, but, man, the enormity of this game and the rest of this schedule, a lot of people keep talking about the Niners as that seventh and final playoff spot or berth. But, man, they are in position to actually win this division. Now, I know there's a whole hell of a lot of time and plays and blood, sweat, and tears to go, Matt Steinmetz. But the fact that you're currently undefeated in your division, and if somehow things go sideways for the Rams just this Sunday and you got another with Seattle, I'm just saying Mac or Brockham, whoever, under center, I mean, this team is putting themselves in position to win the division.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. I get everything that comes with that, and I guess I'm firing myself up to where I'm John Lynch, Donnie. I got the phone in my hand now.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on them winning the division because they're in third place right now, and the only way you're going to win the tiebreakers are if you
double up.
Yeah, against one or both those teams. So, I wouldn't bet on them to win the division, and I wouldn't bet on them to win this weekend against the Rams, but their season's not over if they don't beat the Rams on Sunday. I just think that the Rams are playing great.
Yeah. Who do you think's better, Seattle or the Rams, or who's playing better? Dude, I don't know.
Yeah, they're both playing.
Man.
Both playing.
That was a clinic Seattle put on last night.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Kyle Shanahan midweek is going to be seeing how Brock Purdy feels with the turf toe, and we'll find out who's quarterbacking Sunday. But this is now five straight games that Mac Jones is quarterbacked, and San Francisco 49ers are 6-3. This was, I think, a big part of the game yesterday, and I alluded to it earlier, but Shanahan on the team's tackling.
I thought we did better, definitely. I mean, we definitely did better. Still looked like we missed some tackles out there. Got a little loose, especially there at the end, giving up some big plays. Wish we didn't let them get in the end zone there at the end. But I was real happy with the defense overall.
Yeah, I felt like every time the 49ers had to make a hold on third down, they gave up six or seven. But the Giants needed nine, and the reason they didn't get nine was because the 49ers, I did think, tackled immediately after guys caught the ball and couldn't make any more yards out of it.
Yeah, it was night and day, especially the back ends, Donnie. You speak of tackling. It was just something. I don't know why I felt like they couldn't do well against the Texans, but that was on display, kept everything in front of them. And again, that's why I was like, man, with the state and the health of this team defensively and the age and the youth and how you can get taken advantage of, and we've seen it at times, the fact that Jackson Dart couldn't get going and the Niners had a 17-point lead before allowing two late drives in the fourth, and it sounds like Shanahan's okay with it in Saleh, how can you not, like, let your hair down? Like, okay, that was definitely a bounce back as opposed to the week before in Texas.
This is Kyle Shanahan on 49er rookie Mykel Williams, who was hurt yesterday.
He's just down, and you never know. So I said, hey, hopefully it's not the worst, but if it is, hey, it sucks for this year, but that's all it sucks for. You'll be back next year, and this won't affect you at all. We're worried it's ACL, but you never know until tomorrow.
All right.
I mean, just for the Niners, and you talk about the fans and the history with, you know, who they lost in Bosa on this turf, Stoney, to go in and that happened that late, you know, I don't got to tell you, but that stinks.
Story of the season.
No, oh, there you go.
Story of the season for the 49ers. All right.
Help me out.
Yeah, I got you. That segment was sponsored by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back, and cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and 0 bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.